Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. The afternoon update with Lin Li Fu.
Good afternoon to you and welcome to Good Tech, where we look at how technology meets purpose and where innovation is measured, not just by what it can do, but by who it helps. I'm Lin Li. Now, physiotherapy is something many of us only think about when something goes wrong, after a fall, an injury, or a hospital stay. And for seniors, especially, physio can feel repetitive, tiring, and honestly quite discouraging. But what if physiotherapy felt less like an obligation and more like play? That's the idea behind Rehabify. Using AI and just a camera, no wearables, no controllers, Rehabify turns rehab movements into interactive games designed to help seniors improve balance, reduce fall risk, and stay active. Joining me in the studio to tell us more today are Lim Jianping and Reyes Ng, co-founders of Rehabify. Hello. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Now, let's start with the problem you were trying to solve. From your research and real-world observations, what wasn't working well in traditional physiotherapy, especially for seniors, for you to come up with this?
So we found out that there's a problem in the current physiotherapy market, which is that it's very boring, right? Specifically for seniors, we realized that they were very frustrated more than anything about doing their exercises, their physiotherapy exercises. Amongst the 300 seniors that we have spoken to, that we have interacted with, some were very frustrated, some were very happy to do their physiotherapy exercises. But when we speak to physiotherapists, we realize that, hey, there's actually a problem where seniors are not doing their exercises, not doing their physiotherapy exercises, and that led to a massive dropout rate. So we're trying to bridge that gap, and that's why we came up with Rehabify, to gamify the whole entire physiotherapy experience for the seniors.
Okay, so it's not actually because physiotherapy itself doesn't work. It's that people may not be doing it or they've stopped doing it. So was there a moment where you realized engagement, not the exercises themselves, was the real gap?
We realized that engagement is a problem itself. When we speak to our seniors, we speak to physiotherapists, we realize that, hey, you know, something is not right. They're not doing their physiotherapy exercises. People are reporting that their joints are not getting better, their injuries are not getting better. And that's why we realize that there's a root problem that we are trying to solve, which is engagement. And we tried to validate this problem that we had, and it turns out to be true, right? People are not doing their physiotherapy exercises because they feel very demotivated. Therefore, we came up with this idea to get them motivated and engaged to do their physiotherapy exercises.
Fantastic. And designing tech for seniors, I would imagine, would be quite different from designing for younger people. What did you have to rethink when you started building Rehabify?
When specifically we are dealing with seniors in that sense, and we are generation above us, right? In Singapore Polytechnic, they taught us how to design for user interaction, not just how to make it look pretty, but how users interacted with their product. So at that very base level, we understand how to design for our users. But on a second level, we are very obsessed with our users. Right, so the team would head down to the active aging centers for 3 months straight, every single week without fail, to collect feedback from the seniors, right? What they liked, what they hated, what they wanted, and how they interacted with the product itself. And through that, we actually built a very robust feedback loop system to be able to understand, again, what they like and everything. So from that, we managed to design the whole entire system around it. And over time, it became really amazing, right? And seniors enjoyed it. There's very little bugs. And overall, it's an amazing experience.
Okay. Reyes, maybe I'll ask you this. What's something people often underestimate about seniors when designing technology?
Many people believe that seniors are actually quite resistant to new technologies. A lot of them have the stigma that seniors find it very troublesome to learn how to adapt to new technologies. But through our trips down to the active aging centres, we realised that it's actually the other way around. They are more than willing to try out our technologies. Of course, maybe they might be hesitant at the start. Maybe they are a bit resistant. But after watching a few other seniors try it out, they eventually became
quite willing to try it.
Guys, let's make this concrete. If I'm a senior walking into an active aging centre for the first time, what actually happens? What do I see on the screen? What do I do?
So what you see on the screen is a very simple, colourful platform, right? With bright colours and simple text. So when you click, we'll run the program itself. So all you have to do is, for example, one game, all you have to do is raise your hand and just move up and down.
Okay.
Right. And instantly you understand how to play the game. So it really comes down to the design aspects, like I mentioned earlier. We designed it to be really, really simple and easy for them to be able to interact with the product, to be able to play the product. Right. Some seniors might say, I don't understand. And I will show them, just raise your hand and you will know how to play. Yeah.
Okay, so it's quite intuitive.
Yes.
You just make a deliberate choice to use the camera, no wearables, no controllers. You know, why is that important?
Specifically in today's age, I think we have a lot of controllers and all that whatnot. It becomes a whole entire junk, a whole entire mess, right? I think with technology today, we are able to bridge that whole entire gap to not need controllers, to not need wearables, right? We leverage on AI and computer vision to be able to make it possible for them to enjoy these modules.
In terms of business speaking as well, it's logistically less intensive. So we don't have to purchase any equipment or anything. We can use existing devices that the centers may already have.
Mm.
Or otherwise, these are devices that we all carry around.
I see. Okay. You know, I want to ask you this. What surprised you most when seniors first started using Rehabify, apart from the fact that they are quite willing to do it?
So what surprised me was, as I mentioned just now, that they were so willing to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically speaking of the senior that we have met, yeah, he's actually has hearing difficulties. Yeah, hearing difficulties.
Okay.
So some of our games is very dependent on sound. They have beats and all that. But also our instructions, sometimes they may not be able to hear it properly because of the hearing impairment. But I think slowly after watching us demo it and watching the other seniors play it as well, yes, he slowly adapted and he became one of the more
competitive.
Yeah,
player.
More competitive.
Wow,
He really wants to try it out more. Yeah.
So they actually have fun playing, or rather doing physio while playing, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. This deliberate choice to just use a camera, I am thinking you could have simply just used, I don't know, digitized physiotherapy routines, but you chose to gamify them. Why is that?
I love games.
Okay, obvious.
It. Yes. As a student, as a child, as a kid, I like to play games. I like to build games. I built games since I was 15 during COVID times, right? So that's where the inspiration comes from. And many people have told me, you know, some people have built projects that gamifies this finger tapping, for example. And I really like that idea. And I really like games. So that's why we decided to gamify it. Yeah.
Mm. And it looks like the game isn't there to just distract people from exercising. It's what keeps them coming back.
Yes.
Okay, do seniors behave differently when they think they're playing instead of exercising?
They become really active and very playful. Very cheeky as well.
Ah,
yeah, they will often cheat at the
games. Like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
You also realize that they are quite competitive with each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we are working on this high score system. And I really hope that the seniors will like it, so that they will use it to sort of compare scores with each other and then see, oh, I got this higher score than you. And then this will in turn motivate the other seniors to come and join in as well to see who can get the most amount of points.
Sounds really fun, you know.
Yeah.
Some people are comparing, you know, or they might compare Rehabify, you know, visually to things like Wii or Xbox Kinect. Was that an inspiration, or were you careful not to be seen as entertainment tech?
So when we are talking about these technologies, these existing technologies, as we mentioned just now, it's equipments as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
These systems require separate devices, like the Xbox Kinect requires that specific camera device to sort of project that 3D tracking system. So I personally grew up with Just Dance. It's a game. I'm not quite sure if you guys have heard of it, but yeah, it was something I would always see when I go over to my relative's house. And it sort of intrigued me quite a bit to try to understand how it actually tracks the body system.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, in terms of point of entertainment and inspiration, but ultimately it isn't what we are building. Yeah, it is a different type of tracking system compared to Xbox Kinect or
Wii U.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us more. How do you actually do the tracking?
We leverage on a computer vision and AI model.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't build our own AI model because logistically it doesn't make sense. So we just plug and play an AI model inside, but we curate every single game ourselves. And we design it very intentionally for the seniors. So we use a pre-trained AI model, and then we add on the games ourselves. So the games are proprietary to us.
Yeah. I see. Okay, let's move on to safety. You know, when movement is involved, especially for seniors, the stakes are high. How did you make sure Rehabify is medically meaningful and safe?
Safety is a non-negotiable for us. Many people have asked me during pitches, during competitions, they ask me, what happens if the seniors fall? And today I say, can't completely stop it from happening, but we take very active steps to prevent it from happening. So one example, we do sessions in the Active Aging Centre. We make sure that someone is there to in front, right beside the senior, to make sure that he or she doesn't fall down, he or she is safe. Second step we take is that it's really accessible. So even if you are wheelchair bounded, you don't have to stand up. Even if you are on a walking stick, you can sit down and play. So we have different games that adapt to different body types, different people, different seniors, different profiles. And those are the steps that we take to ensure that safety is there. And in terms of the medical aspects, we try and work with professionals. We just speak to them and say, hey, look, what kind of exercises should we try and gamify that's helpful for fall prevention, for balance, for example, right? So we speak to SIT professors about that. Prof. Sean, Prof. Agnes, they're really kind to help me on a Saturday morning.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. So then we consult with them and everything, yes.
Okay, can you give us one example? Maybe a game designed specifically to improve balance or prevent falls?
So the very common one when you ask a lot of physiotherapists is actually sit and stand. So funny thing is that it's very easy to do sit and stand. But when we try to gamify it, we have few different versions. We found out that the first version, the seniors actually don't understand how the game works. The second version, we slowly start to improve, but they still don't understand how it works. So through multiple iterations, we try and make this exercise of sit and stand, we try and gamify it in a way that they finally understand. So it took a lot of trial and errors for that one very easy exercise to do, but we gamify it to be make it really fun for them.
Okay, yeah, I think that's where the good in good tech really shows up. Playful on the surface, but serious and meaningful underneath. Now, you've set a very bold goal, bringing Rehabify to 90% of active aging centres by the end of this year, 2026. So my question is, what will it take to scale without losing the care and intention behind the product?
Yes, it's not very easy. It's not very easy. But number one is that the senior centres need to be more open. I hope that they can reply to my emails. Right, that's one thing. Right. Many seniors have came up to us and say, hey, can we bring Rehabify into their centre? I mean, we're trying our best. So that's one thing that we hope the centres can do. Try and be more open to technology. Try and be open to Rehabify and try and say yes to Rehabify. That's one thing. Second thing is that Rehabify is primed to be very scalable and easy to go inside the ecosystem of active aging centres. We are available on Android, iOS, your phone, your tablet, your laptop, right? We make it very, very accessible. And it takes less than 30 seconds to set up, right? Even faster than some of the other activities that you are doing. So that's, we have primed Rehabify to be in such a way that it's very accessible, very scalable. And we try just to enter the ecosystem of the Active Aging Centre. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting you say that, because I'm just about to ask you about this. Do you see Rehabify as part of a broader shift in healthcare? You know, one where engagement, dignity and even joy become part of that treatment for them?
Well, I hope like the gamification aspect of it is used at the right place for the right purpose. Not everything have to be gamified. But in our case, we actually find it to be very helpful to gamify the whole experience.
Okay.
That to me is something that I take pride and take joy in. Yeah.
Okay. And before we go, here's one question I'd like to get your thoughts on, since both of you are quite young.
Okay.
In poly.
Yeah.
Has working on Rehabify changed how you personally think about aging?
Of course. Yeah. So while developing Rehabify, of course, we have interacted with many, many seniors. So we often talk to them about what they have done in their lives and what they were hoping for in the future. And for me personally, I believe what we are building is also, how to say, is something that I wish younger kids, when I'm older, would also be this innovative in thinking of new ideas of how to make my life easier to go through. Like, let's say I want to exercise more, right? And the exercises I'm currently doing is quite boring. And I would wish that the younger generation, when I'm old, would also be thinking of new ways to sort of keep that excitement going. Yeah.
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm sure they would. And yourself, Jinping?
Yes. I think aging is a very interesting aspect. You know, I'm so young and all that whatnot. But when you think about aging, it can be quite sad sometimes. We have heard many stories, many sob stories when we talk to seniors, right? I think one thing that Reherify tries to do for them, make it a bit more fun for them. Yeah. Mm. I think right now with technology, what you see in tech, with AI, with machine learning, even with AGI, if it ever happens, right, I hope that it can help people, not just in aging, but in other aspects as well. Yeah. But if I were to think of aging right now, I think Reherify makes it really, really fun for you.
Okay. Thank you so much both for joining us on Good Tech Today. Very interesting. And Lim Jianping and Rias Ng, they are the co-founders of Rehabify, showing how technology, empathy and thoughtful design can transform something as routine as physiotherapy into, like you said, a fun experience people actually want to return to. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Lin Lee. Thanks for listening.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.